billions of dollars to schools with no requirement that they open. It's an orgy of pork.
An orgy of pork. I have never heard that. An orgy of pork. That's amazing. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Don't forget, plans begin at just $199 per month. Call that number again, 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, Chase Briscoe. He'll be racing Sunday. This is really getting exciting. And by the way, I checked with my buddy Jeff Motley out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Because, I mean, you always got to worry about the weather and, you know. He said, perfect. Perfect weather forecast for this weekend. They got the trucks tomorrow. They have the Xfinity on Saturday. And then they've got the Pennzoil 400, the Cup Series, as they call it. That'll be coming up. And that's going to be fun. Chase Briscoe will be in the Pennzoil 400. And by the way, just so you know, this kid has won. He has won twice just in the last year. He had 11 wins on the Xfinity series last year. Rookie of the year. And by the way, am I going to go put $25 down on Chase Briscoe? I probably will. It's paying. What do we figure, Jim Dallas?
I'm going to guess maybe somewhere around 25 to 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are pretty good odds.
I would like that. You put some money down on that, you can make a kill. And the guy loves racing at this particular track. More coming up from Chase Briscoe, though, in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cam, some of the heaviest flows appear to be on the 515 right now. Westbound at Eastern, very slow as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl from that side. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour as you work through there. Also, you'll touch the brakes 15 northbound at Sahara as we expect heavy flows 15 northbound pretty much all the way through Sunday evening. So do keep that in mind because of the race coming up. Also, look for some reduced speeds in several areas on the Beltway. 215 south at Pebble, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, and 215 west at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball playing their regular season home finale last night. They fall to number 19 San Diego State, 71-62. David Jenkins Jr., the only UNLV player to score in double figures. He had a game-high 32 points. UNLV closing out the regular season when they will face off against Wyoming coming up on Saturday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, good win yesterday. They knock off the Wild 5-1 as they sweep the two-game series. Marc-Andre Fleury making 36 saves in his 10th consecutive start. He improves his record to 11-3-0, and he has held teams to two goals or fewer in 10 of his 14 appearances. They play San Jose tomorrow.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, save big with men's specials, like casual shirts, $19.99 to $39.99, and 20% off loungewear and slippers from Nautica and more. Update your space with 60% off dinnerware sets and Martha Stewart Collection serveware, now 65% off. Or get an extra 20% off fresh spring arrivals with your coupon or Macy's card. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Leggett Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Thursday. Kevin Wall with you, all geeked out because it's race week here in Las Vegas and at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And yes, there will be fans in the stands for this weekend's races. I'm so excited. One driver to watch in Sunday's Pennzoil 400, the driver of the number 14 Ford Performance Racing School for Stewart House Racing, Chase Briscoe. Chase, welcome back to Las Vegas, and welcome into Live and Local.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to getting out to Vegas.
By the way, when will you be coming out?
So I'm coming out today.
Okay.
I'm going to take a couple of days out there. I love coming to Vegas, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
I can't say I blame you. I want to ask you, because this marks your first full season in NASCAR's Cup Series. Last year in the Xfinity Series, you've just burned it up. I mean, you just destroyed it. You even won both races here in Vegas. What is it about this track that seems to bring out the best in you?
I don't know. Vegas has always been a place that, at least statistically, I've always ran really well at. Seems like something about that racetrack. It's just the way you can kind of move around. You can run up by the fence, you can run on the bottom, you can run in the middle. You just have a lot of options. And as a race car driver, that's something I always enjoy having. And then I think the other thing that makes Vegas kind of good for me is it's really rough. And I think from growing up dirt racing, there's times where the track's really rough and you have to figure out how to manage and get through the holes. And, Vegas reminds me a lot of that, because you can really place your car where you need it to hit certain bumps and holes. And, this makes a big difference if you hit them wrong or hit them right. And that's something about Vegas I've always enjoyed. And like I said, I just enjoyed coming there in the first place. And I think just that positive attitude goes a long way.
Again, Chase Briscoe joining us. Last year you made the championship four. Can you talk a little bit about that Xfinity experience? How did that experience make you better prepared to drive the Cup Series now?
Yeah, I think, just the pressure of the playoffs and the final four, if I ever get there again in the Cup Series, I think just being able to have that experience in my back pocket will go a long way, and just the pressure that comes along with it. And then truthfully, just the pressure of the Cup Series is so cutthroat. It's every man for themselves out there, and it's a lot like the playoffs in the Xfinity Series. So I think just having those experiences will hopefully go a long way, and just anytime you can get experience like that in a high-pressure situation, I feel like it really helps.
You are an Indiana native. You grew up idolizing Tony Stewart. Now you're driving for Tony Stewart. What? Tell me what that's like.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. Growing up, I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and I would play my sprint car video game on the computer, and I would dress up in my Home Depot helmet and uniform and act like I was Tony. And then now here I am, not only driving for Tony, but specifically driving the 14 car that, I grew up cheering for. It's pretty unbelievable. It still doesn't really feel real, to be able to drive for a guy like Tony. And like you said, he was my hero growing up. We both grew up in Indiana. He was about 45 minutes, an hour away from me. We both grew up racing sprint cars. I just always felt like I really related to the guy, and now to be able to drive that 14 car is pretty special.
I got to ask you, what kind of boss is he? And him coming from the driver's side of the industry, is it good to have somebody like that that you can bounce ideas off of and talk strategy and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Tony's a great boss. You know, I think Tony does a really good job of, he's always there if you need him, but he's not going to be, you know, putting extra pressure on you. But at the same time, if you go to Tony with a question or just a concern or anything, you know, he gets it because he's been in it. He's lived it. He's been in your shoes. You know, he totally gets where you're coming from if you're struggling with something the car's doing. And he can really be that kind of middleman between you and the team and trying to explain it. And just, it goes a long way, I think, when you have somebody like Tony that, you know, even recently has been doing it and can relate to kind of the struggles we're going through, whether it's with the car or something off the track, just because he's lived it for so long. And I think as a rookie, you know, that goes a long way for me, just having a guy like that in your back pocket.
I know that all new teams go through growing pains, and after just a handful of races to open this season, are you starting to feel more comfortable with your surroundings and with the people you're working with? Are you up to speed now, or is it still going to be a time of adjustment?
Yeah, I think, you know, for sure it's been a little different, you know, trying to learn this team and moving up. There's just a lot more people. You know, I drove for Stuart Haas last year, which is the same organization, but we had 19 people on the Xfinity side. We're on the Cup side. We have over 300 employees. So there's just a lot of people to learn, a lot of just people to build that relationship with. And truthfully, with COVID, it's been really hard because I'm not allowed to, you know, take the guys out to lunch or go to the even early the shop. It's hard to learn their names when, you know, you can only see their eyes because of the mask. There's just it's been hard for sure, and then not having practice and race weekends, I don't get to hang out with them as much. So it's been different for sure from my standpoint, trying to learn this new team. But I do feel like this past week was a really good week. I feel like we've continued to grow closer as a team and really kind of understand what each other need out of each other. And I think, you know, as the season goes on, that's only going to get better. And as that gets better, the results come as well.
You won 11 times last season. That is absolutely incredible in the Xfinity Series. Could Sunday mark your first Cup win?
I hope so. That'd be pretty unbelievable if we could do that. You know, that's definitely what we're going there to try to do. And Vegas would be a great place to do it. I'm sure our odds are pretty good, or our odds technically are bad to win the race, but good if you're a betting man. So hopefully, you know, we can go there and do it. It'd be pretty cool to get a win in Vegas. You know, last year we were able to win both races there in the Xfinity Series, and it's a place I've always, like I said earlier, enjoyed going to. And Vegas would definitely be a great one to get your first win at, that's for sure.
Sunday there will be thousands of fans in the stands. Can you talk about the fans, about their relationship with the drivers, and what they will add to this race weekend, and especially moving down the schedule?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the one thing that you don't realize how much of a difference it makes when there's no fans there. You know, last year was so hard to go there and race with no fans. You know, just the atmosphere at the racetrack is totally different. You know, pre-race, all that, all those things, it just, it's empty. You know, it doesn't even feel, at least for me, it was hard to even want to have the motivation to necessarily race just because it felt like you weren't even racing for anybody. You were just there by yourself, and it was definitely weird. And I'm glad that we're going to have some fans this week. And then, you know, as the season continues, hopefully we can get closer and closer to back to normal and these sellout crowds that we're so used to racing in front of. And, you know, the fans are what make this sport. Without the fans, we wouldn't even be able to do what we do for a living. So I'm glad that we're slowly being able to get back fans, and hopefully here soon we can be back to normal and, you know, racing in front of 100,000 people.
Again, Chase Briscoe joining us. He'll be driving the number 14 Ford Performance Racing School car for Stuart Haas Racing. Can you talk, I know you touched on it, but I want to expand on it a little bit, about what's different about the driving experience with the pandemic, with the protocols, with the mitigation, with the testing. How often do you get tested? Give me just some of the changes that are happening right now.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, as far as a change goes, is just our pre-race. You know, normally we're going and doing, you know, literally meet and greets and autograph sessions and Q&As and all these things. And now I sit in my rental car for 3.5 hours before the race because we have to be there 4 hours in advance to go through our COVID screening. You know, we go through, do the temperature check and all those things and have to fill out a questionnaire. And, you know, and then I just go and sit there until 30 minutes before the race, and then the team has to clear out of the hauler. I can go in there and change, and I go straight to the car. So you know, pre-race wise, it's been totally different, you know, at the shop. You know, even back home, we had a lot of COVID restrictions as far as me being at the shop. So all of our team meetings, everything, our Zoom calls for me, I don't really even get to go to the shop anymore. It's been totally different. And, you know, it looks like we're kind of turning that corner now and going a little bit back to normal. So hopefully here soon we can do all those things and, you know, be back and able to meet and greet with fans and do all these things that make it so fun.
Can I ask what it was like being essentially on the sidelines for a while early on during the pandemic? What it was like for you guys who are so used to on a week in, week out basis being in that seat? Can you talk a little bit about what that was like?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I'll never forget. Truthfully, you know, we flew to Atlanta, we landed in Atlanta, and we were supposed to go race obviously that weekend. And right before we had left, you know, all the other sports had kind of canceled, and you know, it was said that we were still going to put on a show. You know, that's what NASCAR does. We race no matter what, you know, the weather, you know, we'll stay till Wednesday, Thursday if we have to. And I remember going to Atlanta and it getting canceled and they said we're going to sit out for 2 weeks. And I think everybody there at the time thought, you know, we're sit out for 2 weeks and we'll be back and you know, on the third week and we'll go racing. And then we get to that end of the 2 week period and they cancel for the next 2 months. And it was like, wow, this is something that's really serious. And, you know, to sit around at home for 2 months after we just got our season going, was like a whole nother off season. So it was definitely weird. You know, it was very odd to say the least. It just didn't feel normal. And then, you know, to go back and race, you know, normally we have practice and qualifying and all these things. Then we went to where we just would show up and race. And I remember getting in the car at Darlington, our first race back. It felt so foreign just getting in the car and going after not doing it for so long. So it's definitely something I'll never forget, that's for sure, and hopefully we don't have to ever do anything like that again.
In our final minute, you feeling optimistic as you get ready to come out to Vegas?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I love coming out there. Hopefully we have a good day at the racetrack and also a good day on the tables. That would it's always fun coming out to Vegas. I love playing blackjack and all those things. So hopefully we have a good day out there and hopefully have a good finish because we definitely need it.
Hey, Chase, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Best of luck on Sunday. We'll be rooting for you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Chase Briscoe. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
It's Mornings in Las Vegas. Wake up with me, Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings 6 to 9. Start your day with hope and encouragement on the Mike Gallagher Show here on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. One-stop shopping for all your insurance needs. And Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out at blueskylv.com. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hope you're having a great day.
I am. Don't spoil it now.
Oh, I never spoil it. You know that. One thing I've noticed since the Democrats have taken power is, well, the gas prices have gone up. My 401k has gone down. Every time I turn on the TV, they're letting me know how horrible white people are as far as racism. But at least they're being fair. Regardless who's voted for, Democrat or Republican, we're all allowed to pay that increase in the gas prices.
It is the unseen tax. When the price of gasoline goes up, everybody with a car, which is most of us, end up paying more. And it's kind of a hidden tax. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's true. I don't know. I'm praying that there will be some sort of intervention. And it might end up being Congress having to change hands in 2022 in the midterm. That's the only thing, in my view, that's gonna save us. Otherwise, Keystone, fracking, all these things we know that have made us energy independent, we're suddenly going to become energy dependent. You wait and see; it will happen. Bob, I'm glad you called, man. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. No, he makes sense. And by the way, all of us pay this higher tax in the price of gasoline. All of us. Doesn't matter who you voted for. The 74 million that voted for Trump, the 80 million that voted for Biden. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It impacts all of us. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And just a quick note, for those of you that were wondering how we are spending your money, how the United States government is spending your money, it's sometimes embarrassing to just think about it. This is what's happening right now on the floor of the United States Senate.
Eligible individual described in paragraph 3, such individual shall be treated for purposes of any COBRA continuation provision as having paid in full the amount of such premium. B, plan enrollment option 1, in general, solely for purposes of the subsection, the COBRA continuation provisions shall be applied such that any individual eligible who is enrolled in a group health plan offered by the plan sponsor may, not later than 90 days after the date of notice of the plan enrollment option described in the subparagraph, elect to enroll in coverage under a plan offered by such plan sponsor that is different than coverage under the plan in which such individual...
That's what they're doing with your taxpayer dollar, folks. That's how they're spending your money. Reading 620... Do you know they began at 1220 our time? 1220 on a Thursday when they ought to be getting something done. And by the way, for the record, it was Ron Johnson, a Republican senator from Wisconsin, who asked for the readback. And they are certainly within their right to do so. But I will tell you, this is a gross misuse of public funds. I mean, I appreciate, I really honestly do, letting everybody know what's in this bill. Everybody should know. Bernie Sanders said he was going to sit and listen to the bill. I imagine he's probably gone home by now. But the fact is, this is going on right now, and you and I are paying for it. Coming up tomorrow, the Friday song and so much more. Michael McDonald will lead us off at 3:05. He's the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. I'll ask him what he thinks of spending taxpayer dollars reading a bill. 628 pages, by the way. 628.